Good morning and welcome back to the Dumpty Blogs Morning Coffee Podcast. Hope you're having a great morning, a great day, maybe a cup of coffee. And we are now back up in the mountains, back up in the Lake District, and we are just going to make one short episode today. We're kind of getting back into our habits, but we just had a little bit of adjustment. So we're just going to do a few tercets from Canto 16. And we are in a stretch where Cacciaguida is starting to detail kind of the old Florence, the old history of Florence from his days when it was about 6,000 citizens in Florence, like more like a small town, almost a village, and then it five doubled up until Dante's days. So it's an ongoing kind of comparison and showing the contrast between the more small town, virtuous life of Florence that Cacciaguida grew up in, and this more merchant hub that Dante experienced, and that got a huge influx of all the families, the dynasties from surrounding areas, and you got this very like huge change in the nature of the city, and also very much like strife, almost like a form of mafia wars almost between these big dynasties and the political factions. And then you get the Guelphs and the Ghibellines, and you also get a lot of violence, and you also get kind of a civil war in Florence from this like sudden change. And this is one of the points of Cacciaguida, that is the speed of it, that is much of the source and the core cause of these tumultuous times that Dante then were exposed to, and also that made him be exiled in 1301, 1302. So we're not going to do all of the terraces because it's like very detailed, but we're going to pick out a couple of them. So Cacciaguida says here that se la gente che al mondo più traligna non fosse stata a Cesare Noverca, ma come madre a suo figlio Benigna. So here he's pointing to the bigger picture of European politics at the time, with the Holy Roman Empire, kind of like a very big Germany in a sense, that went into both like France and north of Italy, versus the Papal States and the Pope, so kind of the Church and the Empire. So he says that if the most the worst people in the world, meaning then the popes and the cardinals, if they were not like a stepmother to the emperor, the Holy German Emperor, Holy Roman German Emperor, but more like a mother to her beloved child, tal fatto è fiorentino e cambia e marca che si sarebbe voltò a Simifonti, là dove andava la volo e la cerca. So then the Florentine who is only doing trade and being like a merchant, that many of them would have stayed in Simifonti, which is like a town outside of Florence, where they could do their trades and also do their alms. Sariesi Monte Murlu ancor di Conti, sarieno I cerchi nel piover da Cone, e forse il Val di Greve I buon del Monti. So he's now naming a couple of families, dynasties that would have stayed in their villages, in their areas. Like, for example, the Conti family in Monte Murlo, the Cerchi family in Acone, and then also the Buon del Monte family in Val di Grieve. And then we have two interesting tercets. Sempre la confusione della persona, principio fu del mal della cittade, come del vostro il cibo che si appone. So here he's pointing to this sudden influx of these families. So he says that always is like the sudden mix of people, the sudden confusion of people, the main source of the sickness, the illness of the city. Like for us, when you add new food before the food you already have is digested. Kind of this, the idea was that you got a belly, like a stomach sickness, if you ate food and mixed food too quickly without digesting one part before you take the next one. So it's making that a metaphor of what happened with Florence. E cieco toro più avaccio cade che cieco agnello. So, and the blind bull will more often easier fall than a blind lamb. Contrasting now the old, kind of more like village-like Florence and this more merchant, commercial hub of the Florence at like around 1300. And then, a molte volte taglia più e meglio una che le cinque spade. And very often it cuts better with one sword than with five swords. Meaning that the unity of the original Florence was kind of a better, more efficient, and also then, again, just like unified city, community, culture, than the ones they had now when it was five times as bigger with these just warring factions in Florence. So that's all we wanted to say in this one. So this is very much, again, like this local history of Florence. You can also read Villani. He's one of those old Renaissance historians who lays out in detail many of these stories. But it's very interesting. And then also just noting that Cacciaguida is touching on this topic that Dante and the Pilgrim already has talked about many times, which is the Guelphs and the Ghibellines, and how that conflict that was everywhere in Europe almost, but then they had very local versions, and then the one in Florence was also specific because it was more about different families really than politics. They took different political topics. So in you could say to some extent it's kind of the old aristocrats versus the new merchant class, but it doesn't map fully onto it because it becomes more like just families kind of warring for dominance and control over Florence. So it comes back here again, even up in paradise. But it goes to the bigger topic, which is still virtue and spiritual wisdom, and then having the courage to spread the spiritual wisdom and trying to be a force for good, and the value and the importance of virtue for a culture and for a society. Okay, so with that, we're going to round this off and take a early weekend this week, and hope some of this was interesting, some bit of inputs, and maybe some food for thought. And as always, hope you're having a great day and a good cup of coffee, maybe a cup of tea, and we'll be back soon with another episode. Bye-bye.